USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To the Europeans, you need to get with the Iranian people and get behind Trump to break this regime's back before it's too late.
That's U.S. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham with a message to European Union leaders as the EU is trying to keep the Iran nuclear agreement in place despite the United States having pulled out of it months ago. The EU says it will try to counter President Trump's move to renew sanctions against Iran. Continuing his message to EU leaders, Graham says on Fox News,
"What is it about the Ayatollah that you like? Why do you stand with him and against the people he's oppressing?"
The trial against Paul Manafort continues after a day of explosive testimony from his former business partner, Rick Gates, who admitted that he and the former Trump campaign chief committed crimes together and that Gates embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from Manafort. And this is USA Radio News.
"I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow, how it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money."
There have been nearly nightly protests lately against the Trump administration across the street from the White House. Last night's was led by comedian Rosie O'Donnell.
"Let the president know, in no uncertain terms, that we are alive, awake, and we are woke. We fight out of the way."
The president not hearing their chants, however, he's in New Jersey continuing a working vacation at one of his golf clubs. A California man headed to prison for 15 years for plotting a Christmas Day terror attack in San Francisco that was foiled by the FBI. Everett Jameson of Modesto pleaded guilty to the federal charges in June and heard his sentence yesterday. With a record number of House Republicans not seeking re-election, four states are holding primary elections today that could potentially change the face of Congress in November. They're being held in Kansas, Ohio, Michigan, and the state of Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he'll fight a judge's order to restore DACA. That judge issuing the ruling on Friday saying the White House failed to lay out its justification for ending the Obama-era program protecting immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Sessions argues the Trump administration has the authority to rescind the policy because it was created by a presidential order. And he adds that the judge's ruling was improper because the changes DACA brought about should be made by Congress. The Department of Justice argues an appeals court suffered from faulty logic in its ruling that allowed AT&T to purchase Time Warner. The DOJ, opposing the $85 billion merger of the two communications giants, arguing the judge in that case relied on a deeply flawed assessment of the government's evidence. That deal closed in June and gives AT&T control over CNN, TBS, TNT, HBO, and others. The Justice Department says the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia did not understand the power dynamics when TV distributors like AT&T negotiate with TV programmers over content. And scientists are unable to explain the magnetic field of a huge rogue planet. NASA says the planet-sized object is 20 light-years away from Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.